Hi, hello and welcome to podcast 5. This is Equa Coaching. Find Your Balance podcast. And what are we doing this week? What are we doing now?
What are we doing now? Well, we're going to talk about gut instinct.
Yes. Well, we're not going to talk about the fact that we've already done this and I didn't press record.
Yeah, that was good. But about...
Atmosphere's great in here.
15 minutes in.
Cut it with ice.
So if it feels like we're not doing it with as much feeling.
Yeah, or we're not indeed getting on at all. So we're going to try and repeat the glorious, wonderful one that we just did.
Yeah, because if this one's not very good, do be comforted by the fact that the first one we did
brilliant.
Was so good.
Brilliant. Anyway, what is this
month? We're talking about gut instinct. We're talking about gut instinct and the importance of...
No, I had a really catchy title, Jo. You've ruined it.
Go on then,
please. It's Trust Your Gut and All Change, Please.
Ding, ding.
Don't ruin that. Took me ages to think of that.
Okay.
Okay, so you begin. Gut instinct.
Yeah, gut instinct. So...
Why did you want to talk about it?
Well, I'm a massive believer in trusting your gut instinct. I think it's a really... powerful thing. It's a very natural thing, I think, and I think a lot of us overthink many aspects of our lives, decisions that we have to make, things that have happened to us, people that we meet. You know, just overthinking is a real classic human trait that
we're in our heads way too much.
Yeah, and actually
we've kind of lost the ability, haven't we, to feel.
Yeah, to feel a little bit more, so to feel rather than to think. And when you are in tune with that, you can really pay attention to what your body as well as your mind is telling you is the right or the wrong thing or the true thing to do.
We'll start a feeling revolution, Jo.
We're starting what?
A feeling revolution.
A feeling revolution, that's
like
correct.
That?
Yeah, we like the feeling revolution. Yeah, we want people...
Less in their heads.
...to feel more than we do to think. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't think about anything, but just to pay more attention to how you're feeling and what you feel about aspects of your life, decisions that you have to make.
We all
overthink. And when you pay attention to your gut instinct, like, you know, when you hear people say, it doesn't feel right, I'm feeling that, you know, this is the right decision for me to make, that's probably a decision that's you've got to a lot quicker because you've just, it's there, you feel it, rather than spending a really, really long time weighing up options.
I think it's very interesting what you said there, because I think also, you're very into gut instinct, I'm very into language, listening to language. And obviously it's something we learnt when we train to listen to how people say things, as opposed to... sometimes what they're saying and how they're saying it are different.
Well, that's what we spoke about in the last podcast. When you're really listening to somebody, you can really pick up on the language that they're using. And so sometimes when they're saying one thing, they actually mean something else.
Yeah, absolutely. And so things like saying, I feel this, I see this, you know, listening. And I think possibly listening to other people helps you understand yourself. I certainly know that since we've begun doing what we're doing, which has been quite a long time now, I've understood myself a lot more. And every time I see a client, I learn something new about myself and about the client. So,
yeah. And it's, you know, when you start really paying attention to yourself and listening to that gut instinct, really feeling it, you know, when you've got a decision to make, when you sort of really focus on the fact that you already have the answer. You already know the answer to the question. When you're feeling it, it's there. It's inside you. It's right in the gut. But we tend to blah, blah, blah it with a lot of noise in our heads.
Noise,
but what
yeah.
if I do this? And what if this happens? And what if I decide to do this and it goes wrong, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
None of that really matters. You have to, if you want to be true to yourself, if you want to make not necessarily the right decision or the wrong decision, but the decision that is true to you, that is your gut instinct. That is your gut decision.
Yeah, it's not always the one you want it to be, funnily enough.
No, not always. But it's you're being true to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, those decisions can be small or large. Yeah. I mean, it can be, am I hungry?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I always use am the I example really hungry? Of, and I think I might have used this on one of the previous podcasts, when, you know, I say salad or chips. You know, you can spend all day talking about what you're going to have for dinner.
Actually, you did a workshop, okay. Yeah.
So you can spend all day thinking about what you're going to have for dinner. You know, am I going to have chips or am I going to have salad? Am I going to have chips or salad? Well, you know, I quite like chips, but then obviously they're quite bad for me, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I had salad yesterday and, you know. If you really stop and ask yourself the question, do I want salad or chips? You know the answer.
Yes, it's not what should I have, it's what do I want.
Yeah.
My stomach's so actually rumbling,
so that's a
by
different
the way.
Question. If you ask the question, what should I have?
Yes.
The answer might well be salad. If you ask the question, what do I want for dinner tonight? Do I want salad or chips? You already know the answer.
Yeah. And actually, you're not saying that you should always have chips.
No.
But it's about understanding what your body wants.
Paying attention.
It's another thing, really. I know you're saying salad or chips, but you're also trying to listen to what your body needs.
Mm, yeah.
It doesn't always need chips.
No.
It thinks it wants chips because they taste nice and they're the instant gratification. Yeah. But actually, the pleasure you'll get from having the salad is feeling good about yourself, not feeling so heavy and carby, and nourishing your body.
But you know, on one day, that your gut instinct decision might well be, your answer might well be chips, but the next day it could be salad, because you'll never feel the same 2 days running. You
no,
know,
exactly, and also you are allowed to have chips sometimes.
It's not
giving everything up. That's balance.
That's balance. I had a client who I saw a few years back, who we had several sessions, and she was doing really well moving forward. And she had this sort of one last question that had been hanging over her head for a while, and it was to do with whether or not she should move out of the house that she'd lived in for a really, really long time. And she kept coming up with reasons as to why she should, and also reasons as to why she shouldn't. And I just said to her, do you want to move? And she said, well, you know, and I said, no, do you want to move? Yeah, but I don't know. Do you want to move? And we did this a few times over, and eventually she really listened to the question and she went, no.
Yeah, it's so true. We
and
know the answer.
That answer had always been there. And when she said no, she realised that answer had always been there. But she'd spent a long time in her head trying to think of reasons why maybe she should move, or reasons why she shouldn't move, and filling her head up with all that, as opposed to actually just really listening to what's in the pit of your tummy. Almost,
you
I'm bashing my tummy. Yeah, I really like it.
That.
Yeah, it's good. It just reminds you it's there.
That bruised me, my God. actually, really good.
You're so delicate.
I am quite a delicate petal. There is a really funny, I can't remember where I read it, but when you flip a coin.
Yes.
And when it comes back down.
Yeah.
Listen to how your body, because that'll be the moment you know whether
absolutely.
You want it to be heads or tails.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And even when it's gone to heads or tails and it sat there, listen to how you're, are you disappointed?
Yeah.
Or are you pleased?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, that's a really good one,
that,
isn't it? Yeah.
The tiny moment.
Yes.
If you can tune into
tune
it.
Into what you're willing for. Are you willing for heads, or are you willing for tails? And then when it lands, if it lands the way that you want it to,
it's how it makes you feel. Small moment of pocket of time when you're
really paying attention to how it makes you feel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that.
So yeah, the power of gut instinct, really, you know, pay attention to it. It's a really powerful thing. And actually, when you attune yourself to it a lot more, you'll end up, although we said about it might not necessarily be the right decision or the wrong decision, it's just the true decision. The more that you pay
attention
to it. Yeah, it's your decision.
Yeah, stop trying to make it right or wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be the key thing. And I think the interesting thing is just, again, is to practice these things, because the more you do it, the more attuned you become.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a bit like when you have a client who comes to you about weight, and you're trying, you get them to stop dieting, all the numbers in their head and all the stuff that messes, is messy heads, and you try and get them to listen to their actual body. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So what else were we going to talk about today, Jo?
We're going to talk about change.
All change, please.
Yeah, all change. Ding, ding.
Oh, stop doing that.
Sorry. It just feels like a London bus with a conductor. Ding,
it
ding.
It does, but a lot of people listening to this podcast won't have a clue what you're talking about.
Well, they're not in London.
Buses haven't done that for years.
Yeah, and also they're not in London.
No, I know they're not in London. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, but it wasn't just in London. I'm sure in Manchester and other cities.
Okay.
They've buses.
I think
in
we've
other
diverted.
Cities,
don't
they? Okay, now I just sound really London-centric. Yeah. I don't actually live in London, just let me point that out. Right, so it's about change.
Yeah.
I was quite interested in this. It's about how we know when we need to change.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things I wanted to look at was learned helplessness, which we all suffer from. And it's a fascinating subject. It's something that actually most of us don't realise takes place, but it does. We all do it.
Yeah, we've picked up habits over the years that we've sort of listened to, and they've just become the norm now, where we believe that, you know, certain outcomes will always be the same.
Yeah, they're inevitable. I've tried that before. I mean, again, I harp on to weight or fitness because it's a, you know, it's one that a lot of people have a problem with.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, I've tried to get fit before and it hasn't worked. I've tried loads of times and it hasn't worked. And if I do this, this will happen.
Yeah.
That's
it
what will happen.
It won't work.
It won't work. Yeah.
The more you tell
you
yourself
into
that, the more
it
happens.
Like that,
yeah.
Then nothing is ever going to change.
Yes.
And that is learned helplessness. And you have a brilliant, well, it's a lovely little story about
my elephant story.
Yes, it's a metaphor. I love it. Right, tell your story.
Okay, so this is like a little fable, I guess, really. It's called The False Human Belief. As a man was passing the elephants, he suddenly stopped. This man was somewhere where there were obviously elephants just passing.
Randomly, not in London.
He suddenly stopped, confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. No chains, no cages. It was obvious that the elephants could, at any time, break away from their bonds. But for some reason, they didn't. He saw a trainer nearby and asked why these animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. "Well," the trainer said, "when they were very young and much smaller, we used the same size rope to tie them, and at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they are conditioned to believe they cannot break away. They believe the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break free." The man was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from their bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. Like the elephants, how many of us go through life hanging on to a belief that we cannot do something simply because we failed at it once before?
Oh, I like that.
It's good, huh?
Yeah, you did that at the workshop, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Yeah, a few workshops, I think. Yeah.
So it's true. It's very true, learned helplessness. And I think, again, it's recognition. It's actually looking at when we say we can't do something. It's not even, we don't even attempt sometimes. It's something that we don't, we're not aware of. So we just carry on. Oh, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I was reading, I'm sorry, while you were just saying that, I was just going off
to me.
Somewhere. I was really listening to you.
I was rambling,
but,
to be fair.
Richard Wiseman, who is really love Richard Wiseman.
Love
He's
him.
A great guy. I was just reading a thing this morning about, and you're going to raise your eyes here, because it's the 50th anniversary coming up of the landings on the moon, the first landing on the moon.
I thought you were going to talk about Spice Girls.
I've been talking about, well, I'll get onto that later. But,
no, she won't.
Because it's coming up and because I'm quite interested in it. But he's written a book that relates to how people actually managed to land on the moon from their mindset.
Is that Richard Wiseman?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I do like spacey stuff, just not quite as much as you.
Okay. Anyway, but one of the aspects he mentioned briefly, and I only just read a small article about it this morning, but was about writing a book of failures. So you just make notes of things that maybe didn't work out, or things that haven't gone as well, or things that you've tried at and, you know, you didn't feel that you succeeded in. And just noting them down and paying attention to them sort of gives you that encouragement to want to try again and change something slightly,
yeah,
to try and make it work better.
Yes.
And I just thought that was actually a really nice
that.
Sort of flip side of,
yes,
you know, writing things down, because we're big on sort of writing journals and writing down about how you're thinking and you're feeling, and
yeah,
just making notes about your life, really, that you can pay more attention to yourself.
I like that, accepting your failures. Yeah. I think it's very important.
And how you can learn from them.
We see failure as a bad thing, but actually it's just living.
Yeah, and so we use those failures as an excuse to then stop ourselves from trying things, you know, because it becomes learned helplessness. You know, well, I tried this before and it didn't work, so why is it going to work again? There's no point when actually...
Don't be an elephant.
Don't be an... Yeah, don't be an... Well, elephants are lovely, but don't be one of those elephants. Who were just randomly passing.
Yeah. I mean, it's true of many. It's Pavlov's dog, isn't it? It's true of many animals or us.
Yeah. You the way you
train yourself to not try.
But yeah, I think it's about learning that you can make small changes and you might not get instant success straight away, but those small changes, one by one, will help make bigger changes overall.
We kind of got off a subject a tiny bit in that we were talking about...
When you know it's time to make a
change.
Yeah,
I mean, it's quite different. I mean, I love what you've just talked about. And I really love talking about learned helplessness because I think what I'm trying to say with this little segment was just it's being aware that something is not right, but you're not acknowledging that something needs to change. So that's my point. And so looking, again, it all kind of blends in nicely because we're talking about listening to your gut. In your gut, you know when something doesn't feel right, but you're not willing to, you're not ready to say, I need to make a change.
Yeah.
So the two things do go kind of hand in hand nicely, actually.
Oh, you're very pleased with yourself.
I really am very pleased with myself. And it's about recognising when you need to accept that a change, and as you say, normally it doesn't have to be a massive change. And that's the other thing that can help you, understanding that little changes are actually much more healthy than massive changes. Mm. And they help you move towards making the bigger changes. It happens en masse.
Yeah. Good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a very succinct... We've done this really well, Jo.
Have we?
It's a very succinct podcast week. The only thing I would like to talk about that we haven't, which probably anyone listening to this will be rolling their eyes, is my book.
Yes.
I do feel like I'm going on about it quite a lot at the moment.
No, you should. You've written a book.
It is... No, but it is...
It's quite momentous.
Yeah, and it's about change as well. The whole point of the book is that it's about helping... It's a very gentle book about helping people... nudge people into changing.
Yeah, it's
changing their perspective.
Yeah, it's full of stories and fables and some beautiful illustrations as well. But underneath there are lots of sort of subliminal. I find it quite difficult saying that word.
Subliminal.
Yeah, that word.
What was the word?
Subliminal. Is that correct? Yeah.
It still sounds funny when you
say sort of techniques and nudges just to help you shift slightly.
I'm glad you said that. Shift. Very clearly.
Shift.
Shift is a good word, actually. Yeah, I like shift. Yeah, absolutely. That's what the book is
about. It's a beautiful book.
And we're really excited because it's doing really well. And it's been a massive journey for us, this book. Mm. And we're hoping, obviously, it will lead on to more. But we've worked really hard to get it to where it is, and we feel that we've come away with a good product that people are going to be happy with and enjoy.
Yeah, you've done amazing.
And it's going to be useful to people if you let it.
And it's a good little gift book as well.
It's a perfect gift book.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking about that nearer to Christmas. We're not even in summer yet, and I'm thinking about Christmas.
But its release date, Liz.
Yes, is June the 18th. I'm sure if you're on any of our social media, you will be have been inundated with pictures and stuff. But
if you've seen us or come across us recently, you've probably been told, by Liz.
Sorry. You kind of have to do it. You know, when it's your thing, you have to do
it. Oh, it's self-publishing, isn't it? You've just got to do it.
You want to get
it
out into the ether and you've got to tell people about it.
Yeah.
And people generally don't do things on the first, oh, that sounds good. Mm. And then you see them again. They're like, oh, yeah, I really want to do that. And then the third time, I bought it. That's called pressure.
Anyway, it's called Who Am I? And it's by Liz Bell. And it's out on June the 18th.
Yeah, it's illustrated by Katie Watts, who's a brilliant illustrator. Mm. Well, there'll be more stuff on our website and on social media about Katie, as well as our journey to writing the book and everything that we've been through. So there will be hopefully some interesting stuff there too for potential
as
writers.
As opposed to non-interesting.
Well, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for flagging that up, Jo. No impressions this time.
No impressions. No, I haven't done it. What did I did last
time? No, I don't think you need to do one every time.
Okay.
Anyway, this is a good moment to just say, if you are interested in anything that we're talking about or want to talk to us or want to have one-to-one sessions, then please get in touch on the website or on social media. It's Equa Coaching on all social media. And the website is www.equacoaching.com. And we're off on holiday.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
We're going to have a little rest before the next push, the next phase of pushing for the marketing of the book. And the launch due will hopefully be on the other side of the holiday as well. So looking forward to June. And the next podcast will be in July. Oh, my God. Where's this year going?
I know. Podcast 6 in July. So until then,
stay tuned. See you later. Have fun.
Bye.